Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Bringing it into my house. Opening the door wide open. Y'all come on in, get comfortable. If there's a project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, you can phone us this morning and we can talk about it. 1-888-767-4348. And then we can share with all the other listeners what it is you're trying to tackle and what our experience in the building and remodeling world of Arizona homeownership can do to help you and educate the rest of the listeners. It's really pretty humbling to think about what we call Rosie on the House. In the last 33 years, we've been the number one weekend radio talk show in the whole state of Arizona. We've got almost 10,000 hours of broadcast airtime recorded material that we have shared with as many as five different radio stations at one time. Over 1,000 newspaper articles in print and on-air question answered over 12,000 questions. We've got email subscription newsletters delivered to the tune of 7.8 million. Theoretically, that means we've mailed enough newsletters out to reach every single man, woman, and child in the state of Arizona. We have answered approximately 26,000 questions during the week with people that couldn't get in during the show that were answering questions for them all week long. Now, I have to tell you, with the popularity of the show and the number of people that are tuning in, it would help us a lot if y'all would call the show. The need for the information has become so vast that we hardly have enough staff at the office during the week to keep up with the load. We get probably... Am I exaggerating when I say we probably get 40 inquiries a month just on the topic of supercooling? And how many times can you answer that same question over and over and over again? We have a couple inquiries this week about air conditioning specifically that I'll address here on air. We have a testimony about a homeowner that decided to get a second opinion for an air conditioning repair. First quote he got was from a non-Rosie certified air conditioning service provider. The second quote was from a Rosie certified air conditioning provider. Of the two quotes, he elected to go with the Rosie certified contractor. Saved him $1,700. And he wrote in a great testimony for that particular air conditioning contractor. Those are the kind of honest proposals you can expect to receive when you're dealing with a Rosie partner. Now, with that said, I want to reach out to all of you that listen, and then you want to call our office during the week and complain to us about the non-Rosie certified contractor experience you've had. Y'all have to understand, we are not a governing agency. We have absolutely no authority over a contractor providing work at your house that isn't Rosie certified. So we can't, and y'all get frustrated with us because we can't help you. Well, that's what the Registrar of Contractors is for. Oh, but they're not licensed either. Well, then you're on your own. I'm sorry. We've been on this education curve now for over 30 years. Don't put someone on your home that's not licensed. Registrar of Contractors is your first line of defense if things don't work out. And then if you're really interested in getting the best of the best, then you'll go to the Rosie Certified Referral Network, which has been the number one referral network in the entire state of Arizona for over 13 years. So we feel like we've been here long enough, doing it long enough to earn your trust. But we don't have the resources to help everyone outside of the network. So I hope y'all can understand that position. We're here to take calls, 1-888-767-4348. Howie's on the phone right now, calling from Anthem. Let's see if we can bring Howie into the conversation and help him at his house. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning, Rosie. Thanks for taking my call.
What are you up to today?
Well, we're thinking about doing some flooring in the house.
Okay.
I've got three different opinions from three different professionals.
Okay.
And three different answers.
All right.
We're looking at taking the carpet out of the four bedrooms and perhaps leaving the tile in the rest of the house or taking it out. And I'm wondering, if we're leaving it in, and do we go over the top with flooring? Do we take the tile out and start with nothing?
Well, a lot of that depends on what finished flooring you're desiring and the integrity of the tile that's already there. There are luxury vinyl tiles that can be laid over some ceramic tile. You have to be careful with your grout recesses. You don't want those to telegraph through. But some of the travertine surfaces that have flush grout can get laid over pretty easy. The fact that you've had three out, they've all given you three different opinions. The number one criteria is going to be, what do you want finished? Now, the carpet that's coming out of the bedrooms, what are you going back with in there?
The luxury vinyl.
Okay. And is it the luxury vinyl you're thinking about overlaying the ceramic tile with?
Yes.
Now, you'll have a clumsy little transition every place the tile, where every place you overlay the tile that you're not overlaying, there's going to be a little quarter round threshold piece going to have to be applied there. If you were going to go with the luxury vinyl tile throughout the house, I would be inclined to take the tile up, and I would be inclined, and that's going to cost you about $2 to $3 a square foot, unless you do it with the dust-free application. That's going to cost you about $5 a square foot. But I can tell you, generally speaking, the dust-free tile removal is worth the extra money for all of the grief it saves you and the contractor in the cleanup stage to get it back ready to relay the tile. So, yes, there are products we can overlay ceramic tile with. Know that you're going to have to deal with transitions when you're laying the vinyl tile straight to the concrete or straight on top of the tile. For that reason alone, I'd be inclined to think very heavily about going ahead and taking the tile up. There are about three dust-free tile removal services in the valley. And I would certainly get a quote from them, because it's either going to come up in sheets by the tile, or it's going to come up in powder, like a dust.
And it's not uncommon to get three different opinions from three different experts. And that's what it is. It's an opinion. This isn't something structural, so it's not like there's a code that you have to follow for this. There's best practices installing, and a lot of that has to do with how we do the removal of the old product. But getting three opinions from three people is not uncommon at all. And it's good. It's good to have a variety of different ideas to consider, because there are endless options out there.
Romy, let me address one of the calls we took this week. While we line up, we've got other callers coming in. But Miss Eleanor called in, and she says she has a friend who's running an evap cooler in her house, as well as the air conditioning unit. And it doesn't seem to be getting the house comfortable. It's really hot, and both units are running. Miss Eleanor, I hope you're listening. Never run an evap cooler into the same space that you're trying to air condition. You may think you're saving money by pre-cooling the air before the air conditioner has to handle it, but you're actually making the air conditioner work many times harder than it needs to. Evap cooling, basically, in a dry environment, cools you off by adding a little humidity to the air and a draft. You need the draft and you need the humidity. When the humidity and the dew point, when the humidity goes up, dew point exceeds 50, the air conditioner is now sucking moisture out, and that's how it's cooling it. So you're asking the air conditioner on a hot day to do the hardest thing possible, cool off warm, moist air. Never run an evap cooler into the same space you are trying to air condition. Turn the cooler off and just rely on your air conditioner. There's a reason air conditioning units go to Houston to die. And Houston is the most air-conditioned city in the world.